Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going to talk to you about my very first comedy show and how that was, the pros, the cons. I'm going to talk to you about the venue, the opening act, the person I went to see, everything. So I went to my very first comedy show recently, and it was on the 17th of May, and I saw Kel Perez. Kel Perez is an upcoming Puerto Rican comedian, and how I discovered him was he was recommended to me on my Instagram page, and I clicked on the clips that I saw on Instagram. I thought he was funny. He's also very good looking. I'll get to that in a bit, because that story by itself is embarrassing. And I looked him up on YouTube and TikTok and all the other social media websites and all the contact that he has created. Thought he was funny, relatable, everything. And I was like, okay, let me buy a ticket to a show that is close to me. He was performing near me, and I bought a ticket, and this is the podcast that we have now. So he performed at the Funny Bone Comedy Club, and what I've seen with the Funny Bone Comedy Restaurant Club, whatever you would call it, is they have local artists, new artists. They have improv nights. And what I thought was very cool is that they have food as well. And by food, I mean like real food. Like if you go to a concert venue, like food. They have like sandwiches. They have salads that you can add like a protein. Like for me, I added chicken. They have drinks like everywhere, and they also have like, you know, pretzels and things like that. But when I had the know before you go, and they're like, oh, food and snack menu, and I'm like, it's gonna be like a performing arts venue, because I know a lot of performing arts venues have comedians come to them, and those performing arts venues, they have like snacks like popcorn, trail mix, and drinks that you can all imagine. And here, when I clicked on the food and beverage menu, it had like food like sandwiches and burgers, and they have funnel cakes, they have New York cheesecake, they have a chocolate lava s'more dessert, donut sundae, quesadilla, sandwich club, a chicken burger, chicken sandwich, house salad, etc., etc. Like, if I continue, I'm just basically telling you the whole menu. But they have food. The only downside of that is like, depending on like if you think the comedian is funny or not, you might be choking on food while watching the comedy show. And usually comedy shows are like no longer than 2 hours, so you're like choking. But like, that's cool that they have actually food, which is phenomenal. And this is like different because, like I said, like a lot of comedians go to performing arts centers. If they don't go to a performing arts center, they go to a venue that doesn't really do food. And what I mean by that is they do go to a venue that they have drinks. Everywhere has drinks, but they don't. For like food wise, they have pretzels and, you know, snacks. Like something that's not like will fill you up. You will have to go somewhere else for dinner. And here it's like, no, we have food. and we have drinks. So that was a shock for me by itself. So Funny Bone, great job with that. Food and a show. Awesome. I think the Funny Bone for a review on that. Great place. Girls night out, date night, a day with your family, friends, whoever. You know, even if the comedian that you are putting to see isn't funny, you know, food and a show. Awesome. By the way, no photos or videos. I work in a performing arts center, so like, it's usually with comedians, no photo or videos. They make an announcement saying no photos or videos. No photos or videos, because you never know, they might make it special. So let's get to why I made this podcast. So I went to see Cal Perez. Like I said, he's a upcoming Puerto Rican comedian. I just Instagram said, oh, you might like this person. Again, I'm not big into comedy. I haven't seen a comedy show. I've worked them before, but I haven't seen that many. I've seen Joy Coy. I've seen Nurse John by working. But I haven't like seen a lot of comedians. It's very hard to make me laugh. So to have a comedian like make me laugh and be like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna buy a ticket. It's something serious for me, especially like it being my first comedy show. I had like, okay, let's see if I get my money worth. Let's see if I like the opener. And I liked the opener. His name was King Kel. I might have messed up with his name. I believe that's what they said. And I also asked someone that worked there and they said that and I wrote it down. Might have messed that up. But he was great, very, like, relatable. He talked about things going on in his life. So did Cal Perez, and both of them, they complimented each other well with, like, their jokes and stuff having to do with real life and having to do with, like, with King Cal specifically, he's in an interracial marriage. His wife is Puerto Rican. He's black. The opener, I mean. And how, you know, interracial marriages in relationships are awesome. Like, embrace that. It's really cool to be immersed in different cultures. And he was talking about bachata and reggaeton and how the first time he heard reggaeton and like it was like he was like, oh wow, this is like literally how children are made because of how sexy reggaeton is. And for me personally, again, if you did not know this, I have been with a couple of Latino men, so I know reggaeton, I know Latin music, bachata, very sexy music, love them. And yeah, it's like very like can make children music, and like that music is very fun to dance with, very upbeat, very fun to party with. Pitbull is another very great artist that has like a lot of very like sexy music as well. Awesome to dance with, very danceable. Not children appropriate, I would say, but if you're like trying to censor your children with like music, but very cool. He was really good. He was funny. King Kel, very good overall. Relatable. Cal Perez came, talked about different topics,
One of them was about, not trying to give away the whole sets and stuff like that, but about dating his first white girl, growing up, being Latino, specifically Puerto Rican, talking about the difference between New Yorkians, which is Puerto Ricans that are from New York, coming down here, and how they're very, very, like, love their culture of being Puerto Rican, and, like, some of them not knowing Spanish, but very proud of being Puerto Rican. His mom growing up and everything. Very relatable. He was also funny, in my opinion. And I believe the whole crowd thought so as well. So here was the, in my opinion, and this is me embarrassing. For me, it's embarrassing. So, like I said, I found out about Kel Perez from Instagram. He was recommended to me. So I haven't heard about him at all before I was recommended him to on my Instagram, because, you know, Instagram recommends you people, so does Twitter, so does TikTok, etc., etc. Did not know about him until I was recommended to him at all. Watched his videos, that's how I knew who he was, and I was telling friends, like, oh yeah, I'm going to this comedy show. They were like, oh, never heard of him. Even my friends that who are Puerto Rican or Latino didn't know who he was. And in general, when it comes to me, I don't know a lot of comedians. I'm not big on comedy like that. I'm more of a concert goer. I do the concert thing. So, like, comedians, I don't know. Like, I know a couple, I've heard of a couple. But, like, comedy is not something that I go to. I've worked a couple comedy shows in my life. But comedy is not a thing I go, in my free time, go see comedy shows. I don't do that. So, if I go to a comedy show, it 100% is that I like the person. And I think they're funny and I want to spend money, because I'm like, I could save money and go to another concert. So, the whole experience was great. The food was phenomenal. The drinks were phenomenal. Funny Bone. Service, phenomenal. If you're like a paper, like, you need to see the menu, like, you need a hard copy of the menu, it's there. QR code's also there. I don't really care about that. I'm just saying that because some people want a hard copy of the menu. But here's the thing, before I start with, like, the embarrassing part. With Funny Bone particularly, again, it was my very first time there. You have to have your full party there. So let's say it's your first date going to Funny Bone, or you're going with girlfriends or friends, family members, whoever. They all have to be there for you to be able to sit together. If one or two people, or however big of your party is, if they're not all there, you have to wait. And why I'm saying that is, you're like, oh, I'm here. I'm 98 to like 100% early or on time. So if you tell me, like, the show starts at 6, I'm there 5:30. I'm there on time. I'm saying that because a lot of people are late. So I'm there on time. And what I discovered for funny bone is you can't really save seat. You have to be there with your party. Maybe like if it's closer to like the time that the show is, they might be like, okay, you can save a seat for like your party, like if it's like one or two people, if it's not sold out or something like that. But yeah, you have, your whole party has to be there for you to be seated. And that could be a good or bad thing depending how you are, because if you don't want to be picked and you don't want to be roasted or anything like that, it could be a great thing because you'll be in the back and you won't be picked on by the comedian. But if you want to be picked on by the comedian, then it's a bad thing because you'll be in the back. And for me, depending on how the comedian is, it's a good or bad thing. With Kel Perez, like, he's not raunchy. So, to anyone that, if they want to see Kel Perez, he's not raunchy. So, you shouldn't be, like, completely terrified if he picks on you. But also, like, if you're there, like I said, I got there at 5:30. If you're there early on time, and you're like, okay, I want to eat something or I want to drink something while you have to wait on the at the bar. I don't know if they'll give you food at the bar, but I know they will give you drinks at the bar, and then you have to cash out, and then there's a new tab when you get inside. I'm just letting you all know that, like, in case you guys go to a funny bone near you, your whole party has to be there to be seated. Because how this happens is, whoever's there, you will be surrounded by strangers. So it'd be you and how many people in your table, you might not know them. But at the same time, that'd be a cool place if you're single to meet someone or to meet new friends. Like that'd be cool. But that's just a warning for you all. Just letting you know. Your whole party has to be there if you want to all sit together. If it's a big party, you definitely have to wait because they're not gonna like be like, okay, yeah, you can save the table. But if it's just one person, they could. But if it's like a bunch of people, don't. So let's get to the embarrassing part. Like I said, the whole night was great. The comedy show was great. Everything was great. Whole thing in general. The staff answering my questions, and because it was my first time there, phenomenal. Great experience. 10 out of 10. The downhill part of the night for me, and I'm going to share this to you, it's just me. It was just a bad thing on me. He probably won't remember, if he does remember, it's gonna be a bit. So he did you could take a picture and talk to him for free. You didn't have to pay or anything like that. And because I also thought he was attractive. See, everything's coming back. And I, again, my brain, my mouth did not connect. Came up to him, and I know a little bit of Spanish. Again, I have an ex that is Cuban, and I started being like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And then he started Cal Perez started speaking in Spanish because he knows Spanish. He's bilingual. And I'm like, Poquito Espanol. And I'm like, okay, I don't know why I started speaking Spanish to him. I do not know why. It was just, I don't know, brain not thinking. And then I went and I was like, hola, papi. And then he was like, are you flirting with me? And I ran away. Yeah, that was just plain embarrassing. I told a lot of my girlfriends about it. And then I also told my therapist about it, how embarrassing that was, and not doing that again. Notice myself, I am not going to another comedy show without one of my girlfriends, because together you'll help me and I won't run away. And that was just plain embarrassing. By the way, Cal Perez, if you ever meet him, he's super sweet, super nice. Like I said, the downhill just was for me. And after that whole interaction, I had to go to the washroom, went to the washroom, could not find my car. Took like half an hour to find my car. I even looked, because I have an iPhone, it was like, I was like, I'm on the second floor, because I took the elevator up. It was like, you're here. Didn't see my car. And it went around the whole parking garage finding my car. Ended up, it was in the middle of the second and third floor, found my car. It was a whole mess. Wanted to go home. But overall, what I'm going to say, Cal Perez, great comedian. You should go check him out. If he's coming near you, look him up. Great job overall. Funny Bone, great venue to see a comedy show with you, your friends, your family, your significant other. Recommend both Funny Bone and Cal Perez. And here is some advice for all bi-single people out there. If you go to any comedy show, or if you're able to meet any celebrity, anyone you're have a little crush on or whatever, go with a friend that you're very close with and have them with you, so you won't have your foot in your mouth, and then you don't embarrass yourself, and then the embarrassingness continues and you end up forgetting where you park, or you didn't even know that you were in the middle, in between of like the second and third floor, and you're like, where's my car? But learn from me, okay? I am your example of what not to do. But that is all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. I believe my next podcast will be probably about another concert, maybe. It's not gonna be a comedy show. Well, it might be about a concert. It might be about a movie. It might be about something. I don't know yet. But that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.